Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. What's up, man?
What up?
What'd it do?
I'm surprised
it's a football Friday.
I'm surprised you're not in a sugar coma right now.
Man, did you see that? So most people like to Instagram what they eat or food they make and all that stuff. I just sent it to Bart. I let him know. I thought you'd be proud of me today.
Oh, no doubt.
So we should let people know. So we go to a diner on Thursdays when you've got your morning work to do, your get-up stuff, big TV star. And then on the occasion when I might be asked to do something in the mornings, like, you know, the morning radio show, we'll meet and we'll hang out at the diner. And I made that a routine for me this week because I had extra days to do this week. And I just was really hungry this morning. So when I sat down and our usual waiter came over and he said, he asked two questions. Is he coming? Which is you. And then and when I say no, he's like, the usual? And I said, yes. And? Now I've got my extra thing man, I'm telling you right now. This French toast that they make with, it's got bananas.
And walnuts.
Walnuts, Nutella, like it's...
But it makes you feel guilty,
it feels good when you're eating it. And by the way, Rob Ninkovich came in to get his shake, right? He gets a protein shake.
Probably all green.
He's standing there waiting online to just wait for his shake. He turns and he sees me and I got three plates in front of me. The look of disgust on Nico's face when he saw me with all that in front of me, I was like, no, Bart's coming.
Yeah, he's trying to
this isn't all for me.
He's trying to be responsible.
He was so disgusted.
He's trying to be responsible. He's lost weight. Everybody around here is kind of like trying to tone up. But every once in a while.
Because we're all back in public with each other.
Yeah.
In a pandemic, we all just let it fly.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
But now we're all around people again, and we're on TV instead of just in our little, you know, just our headshots that we were doing in Zoom TV.
We'd be shaming each other.
So he gave me this look sort of like this, like, you're one of those guys? Like, no, I work out every day, I swear.
Closet eater.
I hate that.
Like, you ever have one of those friends that, like, big, but you never see him eat? He got but you know he eats, like, because he's big? Like, yo, I never see you eat nothing, man. Why are you so big?
Well, I'll tell you what. DiPietro loves to eat. Rick DiPietro, right? He loves to eat, but he never wants people to see him eating. It's amazing.
Must eat like a savage.
Oh, trust me. Like, he loves food. He's a foodie. He can tell you everything about how he can cook. He loves it. But he doesn't like eating in front of people. It's the most amazing thing. Like, I always would look at him like are we going to eat? I'll eat it later.
Yeah.
it's the most incredible thing. So, anyways, let's get to the stories of the day. And Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because, all right, Bart, it happened. I mean, it happened in a dominant way last night. The Patriots completely out. Now, wait a minute. As a defensive player, man, you had to watch that game and think.
Okay. It was 16-0.
It was 10-0 in a blink.
Yeah, but come on, man. We talk about Josh Rosen getting in, throwing a pick, showing why he's bounced around. Then the backup to him gets in, throws a pick. Like, those were add-ons. This was a really close game.
You believe
game.
They picked off three different quarterbacks in that game?
This was a very close game. And really
– Very close?
Really, 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 Matt Ryan should be kicking himself for the turnovers that he's had within the red zone. You know, and Choi never misses a field goal, and he misses a field goal. Choi was like, perfect on the year in field goal attempts. Like, he's one of the best kickers in the game, right? Remember, he got his car stolen in the offseason. He's like, look, man, just bring back my playbook. Right, I don't care about the car. Just bring back myself. Somebody stole his car. Like, he's one of the best kickers in the game. He missed a bunny, man. Like,
to my coup.
Coup.
Yeah.
I don't know why I say Choi. Who's Choi? Yeah, coup. Oh, Choi. Yeah, I can't read.
No. Oh, but yeah, he only took the one that was a 50-yarder.
Right,
that,
and it was
because
big.
of the sack and then the penalty. Which, by the way,
Matty Ice just takes so many bad sacks.
Well, that
man.
One, yeah, he ran into that sack,
man.
But the illegal formation on a field goal attempt. What are we doing? It's just a bad look for the Falcons. That's back-to-back weeks now. They go from a team where, hey, should we believe in them, to nope.
Yeah, it's a wrap. It's a wrap.
I mean, they're 4-4, and you're thinking, whoa, okay, maybe they got something going here. And then, obviously, Cordero wasn't playing, so you miss him.
No Calvin Ridley.
And still Calvin Ridley, right.
Off the field,
but I'm not going to make those excuses. You still –
I mean, what I'm saying is 16-0 is hardly dominant, right? Because on the other –
Zero is dominant is what I talk about. The dominance is the defensive side, Bart. No?
I mean, zero.
You do. But I'll tell you what, I respect you because you are such a Jet. You will not give them anything. You won't give the Patriots an inch.
Zero to, like, the Falcons. I can see if it's zero on one side and your team is lighting it up on the other side. You got 16, basically.
It doesn't matter. They held them to nothing. All right. Does this make you feel better? What if I told you this? The Patriots have scored 70 unanswered points. 70. Since they were down 7-0 to the Browns. Over the 5-game winning streak, their point differential is plus 125.
That means nothing.
Nothing? Man. Means nothing.
It means nothing.
You are unbelievable.
Like honestly, like, they, listen, at some point, I'm going to mess it up again. All right, at some point,
mm-hmm.
Listen, you can call me a hater whatever you want.
You are.
At some point, right, at some point, every team goes through stretches like this because of the opponents that they play.
5 straight games.
Miss me and show me when they play the Titans. Show me when they play the Buffalo Bills.
Well, we're going to.
Show me
coming up.
When you play the Indianapolis Colts. Don't talk to me about the teams that you played. You know what I mean? Like, every team goes through these stretches, man.
All right. Now, Mac Jones won again. His numbers weren't, as far as, like, yards, not unbelievable. He had a pick at, you know, later in the game where you're like, what are you doing? But he's still he was 22 of 26. I mean, he had a very efficient game. I will give you the option, Bart. Do you want to hear from Coach Belichick, or do you want to hear from Mac and Cheese?
Let's hear from Bill Belichick, because let's you know, I know what to expect. I know the tone. I know the rhythm. I know exactly pretty much what he's going to say.
All right. Well, Bill Belichick, 5 straight wins, 7-4 for his Patriots.
Yeah, I think we, you know, these guys play well together. We use a lot of different personnel groupings. They communicate well together, play with good communication and anticipation.
Boy, if the Bills lose to the Colts on Sunday, guess who is in first place in the AFC East? On Monday morning.
I don't know.
Meh. Listen.
You gave me a meh.
Bro, I'm like.
Why won't you give any credit to this team?
It's not any credit. I'm just not impressed by it. Like, you know, I need to see them beat better competition. And listen, you play who you can play. But, I mean, playing Baker Mayfield without anybody, right? That's a barbecue chicken alert right there. Atlanta Falcons, barbecue chicken alert. Playing Sam Darnold at how he's playing with, you know, that's a barbecue chicken alert. Okay, I'm impressed by the Chargers. I am impressed by going out there and beating the Chargers, you know, in a tight game, 27-24. But beating the Jets, 54. Part of that score is because they beat the Jets 54-13. So where am I supposed to be impressed? Like, you could be impressed. Where am I impressed at?
They were 2-4 to start the season.
Yes.
They were 1-3 to start the season.
And they've beaten the Jets twice.
Mm-hmm.
They've beaten the Carolina Panthers with Sam Darnold throwing 3 picks. They've beaten the Houston Texans, and they've beaten the Cleveland Browns without any running backs. And they just beat the Atlanta Falcons without Calvin Ridley and without Cordarrelle Patterson. So I'm not, listen, you can be impressed with it. I'm not impressed with it, right? Because, listen, and for everybody out there that thinks that this is the greatest rookie performance that's been done since since Dan Marino, like, I mean, come on, man. I played with 2 rookies that went to the AFC Championship. So excuse me if I'm not impressed.
Well, looking at ESPN Plus
Ben, I watched Ben Roethlisberger go 15-1 mm-hmm. as a rookie.
Looking at it right now, you see they have played – they played the 28th ranked out of 32 strength of schedule so far. To your point, remaining, it's the 3rd toughest strength of schedule remaining for them. And as we know, Titans at Bills, then a bye week, and that at Bills is a Monday night, then at Colts, and then Bills again the day after Christmas, and we certainly will know whether or not this is reality or hype.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. So I'm supposed to be impressed because they played the 28th easiest schedule or hardest schedule in the league. I'm supposed to be impressed by that?
I mean, I would think so.
No.
No?
No.
There's nothing that you have seen out of the Patriots that has impressed you. Nothing. Their running game was running over safeties yesterday. Running them over.
I'm sorry. I ask anybody outside of you, anybody listening now,
mm-hmm.
call me without Googling, and outside of Jones on defense was outside the linebacker, name me a defensive player on the Atlanta Falcons team. Name me one outside of Jones.
I see.
Name me one.
All right, now you're going with that. You're going with that. They played bums.
Yes.
Bums.
Name me one. I'm sorry. Okay. What did Atlanta do against the Cowboys the week before?
Not good. Yeah, 3 points.
So I'm supposed to be impressed because they got 3 points against a defense that we know isn't good in the Cowboys, but they held the Patriots held them to zero. So okay, so they're 3 points better than that outstanding defense that the Dallas Cowboys got.
Okay.
Come on, man. I'm a defensive guy.
I know. I thought you'd come in here thinking
no.
Fools go. Judon, Kyle Van Noy.
Listen, playing the bum salads with a quarterback that can't get out his own way. Matt Ryan looked old. He looked old as hell yesterday. Matt Ryan looked like he was 77 years old. And then he got the nerve to go on the sideline and yell at people. You basically falling into people. What are we talking about?
Okay. So, all right, so you're not impressed. You think what the Patriots are at 7-4, 1-5 in a row, with a rookie quarterback, you're saying this is telling us nothing about this team, that
five
it's
in a row
too early.
Who?
It's 5-0 against NFL opponents. It's still 5 wins in a row.
I'm sorry.
It's still 5 wins
in
a row.
I'm sorry. What's the hardest schedule? Like, how?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Can I go to another one of these platitudes that I hear from you guys all the time?
Yeah.
You have to play the schedule that's in front of you.
Exactly.
You beat the teams that's in front of you.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to beat the teams that are – it's not your fault who you're playing.
You know what that shows me?
You beat the teams that are in front of you.
That's what
I hear from you guys all the time.
Do you know what that shows me?
What does it show you?
That shows me maturity and focus. That's all it shows me. It doesn't show me that they're good. It just shows me that they're focused and mature and locked in. Because when you lose to a team like Miami, like the Ravens did, it's a lack of focus.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right about that part. When you lose to bad teams, Knicks against Orlando, you aren't focused. You aren't.
Which one of these wins am I supposed to be impressed with?
All of them.
Collective. Oh man, they beat the Carolina Panthers. Oh, 6 points by the Panthers. Sam Darnold was the quarterback. That would have been against Cam. Okay, maybe I would have said something.
I'm sorry. When did they beat them though? Was it earlier when they were?
No,
3-0?
It was 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's when Sam Darnold threw 3 picks.
Yeah,
he threw three.
He sees ghosts.
He got benched.
He sees ghosts. He does.
Am I supposed to be impressed with Baker? Have anybody seen Baker Mayfield play? Guess what? He had no Nick Chubb. He had nobody.
So the Browns are a bad team now. We're just going to go with that.
The Browns are.
I just asked you: are the Browns a bad team?
Yes, without Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt,
they're a bad team. Okay.
They're horrible.
So their defense, garbage.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
All right. Gotcha.
I
got you. Yes.
Don't we got somebody coming on that can speak to this?
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have somebody coming on. We're waiting to.
Okay.
We're waiting to get
Brian Clark.
Brian Clark should be joining us shortly.
But, come on, man. I'm not impressed with this one.
You know what? I'll tell you what. In the meantime, let's take Rob from Virginia on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Rob, are you in agreement with Bart?
Absolutely not. I think the Patriots are playing the best of anybody in the league right now.
Who did they beat?
Obviously, the two games with Buffalo are huge, but they'll win at least one of those.
Who did they beat? Who have they beat?
Let me tell you something. That win in L.A. was a great win.
Chargers.
And let me tell you something. That Cleveland game was a big game for them. And let me tell you something. I watched that whole game.
Who
and
played?
Some of the throws that Jones made were unbelievable. And these weren't just easy throws. I'm talking about back shoulder fade.
Who
bah,
played?
Bah, bah, bah.
He threw for like less than 200 yards. What are you talking about?
Well, he was like 18 for 20 or something. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, for like 170 yards. I'm sorry.
They had 3 drives of over 90 yards.
I'm telling you.
Well, I've watched them. And, Bart, I love you. I think you were a great player. And I'm a Ravens fan, too. But let me tell you something. Belichick's having the time of his life.
You can
tell they're enjoying playing together.
Yeah, they are.
And that defense is solid.
Yeah, they got
3 running backs.
Let me tell you something. Let's see when they play the varsity. Because let me tell you what. Like, I'm speaking from experience, right? Joe Flacco, AFC Championship. Mark Sanchez, AFC Championship. So, these are back-to-back years. So, I've seen it, right? But when you run into, let me see them beat a real team. You got to beat a real team first before I can be impressed. Like playing teams, did you hear he had the 28th? They played the 28th hardest schedule. So I'm sorry, I'm not impressed.
All right, well let's.
I'm sorry, you can be impressed.
That's your take. You said let's get somebody on, somebody else on, to give us an opinion on this. Someone you would respect, I would hope.
Yeah, of course, RCZ. Like,
okay, a fellow NFL player.
When your enemies become your friends.
Ryan Clark joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. All right, RC, I have tried to get Bart to give me something off last night's game to say. Just, and I know it's hard for him. He was a Jet.
It has nothing to
He's
do with
Mr.
that.
Can't wait.
No, the Steelers. Listen, for
what
everybody
you
out there
saw last night was pretty damn impressive. Five straight wins where the Patriots are right now. He would not say, and he's like, I'm not impressed. All he says is it shows that they're beating bad teams, which means you're mature, you're prepared, you're locked in, you're focused. But other than that, it's telling me nothing about this team. What do you say?
I think this team is an AFC contender. I think this team is an AFC contender now. I think this defense can travel. I believe they're multiple. I think you look at what Bill Belichick was able to do throughout the offseason. We really weren't focused on the fact that you're getting guys like Hightower back from opt-out, what Matthew Judon could be used as, a guy like Kyle Duggar drafted from Lenoir Ryan in the second round last year, now being that kind of Lawyer Malloy, Rodney Harrison chess piece at the strong safety position. I think this team is really good. Bart knows a ton about football, so here's why I will agree with Bart. If we're simply looking at the teams they beat in order to put them in a certain echelon or on a certain tier, they haven't really beaten great teams. They haven't beaten good teams. You don't come off of a win like that last night over the Atlanta Falcons and say just because they beat the Atlanta Falcons, they're a team we should respect in this way. But I'm talking about the way they play football. And Bart definitely understands this. Bart's been on team with rookie quarterbacks or with quarterbacks who aren't great, but they had run game, they had very good defense, and those teams went to the AFC Championship. Those teams were able to succeed. And I would venture to say that this rookie quarterback is better than the rookie quarterbacks that he played with. This rookie quarterback actually has a coach that understands how to use him. He actually processes from the neck up extremely well. I can say with Bart, unequivocally, that we will know more about the New England Patriots after the next 4 weeks than we do now. They got the Titans, they got Buffalo Bills twice, and they got the Colts. When we watch this team play through those games, how they play against those quarterbacks, how Mac Jones plays, if he gets behind, then yes, we will know more about this team then. But as for who they're playing now, you only get to play who the hell they put on your schedule and who they put in front of you, and you're supposed to beat bad teams like you're supposed to beat bad teams. And everybody knows you don't blow out and shut out NFL teams. It just doesn't happen very often. And so for them to play that way against the Atlanta Falcons on short notice, on the road, does show a level of maturity. I think what it shows more than anything, because we've watched so many teams lose to bad football teams, is that the Patriots' floor, right, because of consistency, coaching, right, because of discipline, the Patriots' floor is probably higher than everybody's floor in the AFC. And that's a hell of a start when you're talking about competing for playoff spots.
See, and that's all I'm saying. So, like, I'm just saying pump your brakes because I haven't seen them beat a varsity team yet outside of the Chargers, right? And something that Bill Belichick has on Herbert, he has something on Sam Darnold, but that was a varsity team that they beat. But what I'm saying is when they go against Tennessee Titans, they're going to be looking at a mirror themselves, but a man behind the center that is slightly better. And I did have one rookie that was better than Matt Jones, and that's Joe Flacco, who is a Super Bowl MVP. Now, Mark Sanchez wasn't. And I watched the Pittsburgh Steelers try out to do, listen, we hurt Tommy Maddox. And then Ben Roethlisberger came in, and I swear, we went to the sideline and said, is Tommy okay? Please put Tommy Maddox back in the damn game, because sometimes you don't want to hurt bad players. And we hurt a bad player, and they put in a new player.
Yeah.
And it was like, please.
That's what we said after Mo Lewis hit Drew Bledsoe.
Please. Wait. Please, Tommy. Tommy, get up. You okay, Tommy? I didn't mean to hit you that hard, Tommy. Get up.
Oh, man. Hey, RC, let's talk about what looks like now as the game of the weekend, which will obviously be Cowboys-Chiefs. We've been trying to figure out which team does this win mean more to when you consider really for both, for the Chiefs to maybe be a prove-it that they are back or on their way back. And then for the Cowboys, it's all about that top seed and getting that bye right now if you're thinking about them. You don't want to give away anything. So if you had to pick a team that had to win this game, Which would it be?
It'd be the Kansas City Chiefs. I think, one, we know the Cowboys are going to the playoffs, right? We know the Cowboys have a great opportunity of having a really good seed. I think the Cowboys are up three games in their division. The Chiefs are in a fight to win the AFC West. And now everybody else in the way AFC West has kind of dropped down or back to what we thought they'd be. But the Chiefs are in a fight there. And the Chiefs are in a division or in a conference that actually isn't playing well. And so if they start to win some games, they can put themselves in better position. I also think it's beyond that, right? I think when we think historically, right, from a metaphorical sense, we're going to say this is more important to the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because the Chiefs have been the team of the league the last 3 or 4 years. The Chiefs have gone to 2 Super Bowls. They've been to 3 straight AFC championships. They've been the measuring stick. Their quarterback is the best. But when you look at 2021, the Cowboys are the team that's done all those things. The Cowboys are the team with the better resume. The Cowboys are a team that can be multiple offensively. The Cowboys are a team that have shown they could turn the football over. And if they need to, they can also become stingy. The 2021 Kansas City Chiefs haven't shown us any of that. So I think as it comes to who needs to win this game and who needs to prove more in 2021, I believe it's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and it's obviously what they've done in the past doesn't really count this year because it's just a much different looking team. Hey, RC, thanks so much for the time. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for explaining.
My man, you guys have a great one.
Thanks for explaining what I couldn't explain, too. Thank you. They just think I'm a Patriot hater.
Nah, not at all. All right, that is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, we want you to be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you understand what RC and Bart are saying, or is Bart just being a hater? ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up. The fans are hyped. Return to glory at Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So we got your calls, and also Bart Stradamus. Yes. He returns for his Friday appearance.
Oh.
After Bart has this from Advanced Auto Parts.
We're brought to you by DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. We know you have places to go, so don't let your battery hold you back. Get an auto battery that is trusted from the start. Count on reliability, durability, and power of the DieHard batteries to get you on the road. Available at your local Advanced Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores. Oh, Bart Stradamus after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han. Bart and Han.
So even Bart didn't know, man, that a game can end in a tie.
Stop it, man. No game and then no tie.
How unlucky were we to miss out on the post-game interview where Bart said, man, I didn't know that we could end in a tie.
If only we had that Sal Palantonio moment.
I'd be like, what the hell?
Can't wait for the second overtime.
I don't stop till it's done.
Bart and Han.
Yes, happy Friday. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Bart, we got a tweet from someone who's watching on ESPN Plus.
Yep.
And they took a screenshot of you and asking this question. This is D. Francis.
Okay.
Said, what is Bart Scott wearing around his chest? Is this a chesty pack replacing the fanny pack? Question mark.
This is called a bum bag.
A what
right?
bag?
A bum bag. So basically, it's just a smaller book bag that's a bum bag. Why because it helps you carry your like wallet and keys and stuff like that without putting your wallet and your and stuff in your back pocket, mm-hmm. which gives you sciatica. So now it's like a bum bag. It's like it's not a fanny pack you don't wear around your waist. If I wanted to, I can put it on my back and it go across. It goes across your shoulders in a diagonal fashion, but you can put it in front mm-hmm. so like you can get your stuff,
mm-hmm.
or you can put it in the back like a backpack. But it's only gonna. It don't have two straps. It only has one.
It's weird because your
name. Remember, it's basically what Grace, and Indiana Jones would have when he would be traveling. He had the stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Except yours. Your name's Bart, but the person's name is Lewis. Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, well,
who's that?
That's a dude that always takes all my money.
Why bum, though? I don't understand why you
But call I keep it black. It's called bum bag. That's the name.
That's what it's called.
It's called a bum bag.
All right,
I
mean, well,
I didn't name it. I didn't create it.
Look, he asked the question. We needed to have it answered. We want predictions. We have more questions that need answers. And when we do that on Fridays, of course, we go to the only source that we know that has all the answers, and that is Bartstradamus.
Oh.
Welcome.
Let me take off my A-bum bag. Because I carry the spirits of fallen NFL players.
Oh. Okay.
Hello, Han.
Hello.
It is great to see you.
You were pretty good last week. Not as on point as the week before.
Oh.
But, hey, look, not everybody's perfect. We have some questions for you this week, and the first one is this. In the game to watch on Sunday, Cowboys, Chiefs, we need to know who walks off the field victorious at Arrowhead. Will it be Dak or will it be Mahomie?
Let me see. As the distance between Patrick and Dak has closed, Dak Prescott is now amongst the elite with Jake. Give Dak the bicep Betty price. No. Would he give him the Stretty Betty price? No. What about handstand? No.
No.
As Dak has his own price. Triple Zero Orko's yogurt powers him. And that yogurt Greek shall carry the Greek god, Dak Prescott, to victory. Oh, I ask you this math question, Han.
Oh, no.
Is Dak greater than or less than Mahomes? It's greater than. He's greater.
You asked me. You didn't let me answer.
Oh, but I know your answer because I know all.
All right. So the Cowboys will win. Dak will be victorious. We move on with Bartstradamus. Very ominous today. Oh. So what has a better chance of stopping Aaron Rodgers? The Vikings defense or his toe?
Oh.
He missed practice this week with a toe injury. That's why I asked that.
Oh. Harrison Smith will be coming back off the protocol. The Vikings defense shall gain power. The toe jam is an issue, but not the biggest one.
No.
Oh, yes. What time, Alan, is the contest?
Oh, I know where you're going here.
Oh, yes.
I know where you're going here.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Phrasing.
Oh, but it is not prime time.
No, it is not. It is a 1 o'clock start Eastern.
So the power of Kirk Cousins shall be at his peak. And the Vikings shall upset the Packers of Green Bay.
Wait, what's happening?
Oh, yes. Kirk Cousins shall get his one upset of the year as the Vikings hold on to playoff hopes.
Okay.
So it is said, Alan.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
So it shall be.
One final question for you, Bartstradamus. And this is a very important one. Mike Tomlin, you know, the great coach in Pittsburgh.
Omar Epps?
No, Mike Tomlin.
Oh.
Yeah. He said, quote, that he'd leave the light on, end quote, for Ben Roethlisberger to return to the field this week.
Oh.
But as they play the Chargers in L.A., will it still be lights out for the Steelers?
Mike Tomlin will leave the lights on for a cone if he had to play a cone instead of Mason Rudolph. Oh, way to go out on a limb, Mike. Shall it be lights out for Ben? Yes. Yes, it will be lights out for Ben Roethlisberger. But you must remember one thing. Ben was born in the darkness. The Chargers merely adopted it. Time after time after time, Ben has risen from the dead. He shall go and turn the lights out, but he shall drag the Chargers and the hopes of the Chargers rising up in the standings with him. Ben is from the dark. He loves the dark. The Chargers shall run out of power as the thunderbolts from the great gods shall dim. And the hopes of a win, too, shall rest in peace. Oh!
And fittingly that you talk about the Chargers in the dark and whatnot, the game is a Sunday night game, so there's that, too.
LED! Oh!
Thank you, Bartstradamus. Okay. So those are our predictions for this week. Dak and the Cowboys will be victorious at Arrowhead over the Chiefs. That the Vikings defense will stop Aaron Rodgers, not just the toe. And the Vikings will get that win because Bart says, as you know, Kirk Cousins plays well as long as it's not primetime. And Mike Tomlin left the light on for Big Ben. And it's lights out, not in L.A. for the Steelers, but for L.A. and the Chargers and their playoff hopes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your reaction to Bartstradamus, and also your reaction to Bart saying he's not really that impressed. Basically, Bart, if you missed it in the first segment, his comments about the Patriots winning their fifth straight game last night could be summed up as this.
Yeah.
Not impressed. ESPN Radio, Bart and Han. Coming up, we take your calls, and we also make you some money, or at least we try to. Coming up after Bart tells us about Zip Recruiter.
If you're a business owner, it can be tough to hire top talent for your team, especially when you're competing with the other businesses to find the right people. So how can you find a hiring edge? Zip Recruiter. Next Key Marketing Manager Erin Hargy loves Zip Recruiter Invite to Apply. She says, they get my job posted in front of the right people. I instantly see great candidates, and I can invite them to apply to my job. See for yourself. All you have to do is go to this exclusive website, ZipRecruiter.com/BART, to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART. Back after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Han.
Welcome back. Bart and Han, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. So, Bart, Antonio Brown is in the headlines again for all the wrong reasons. After when he went to Tampa, it really seemed like things had calmed down around him. Because when he went, obviously, with the Raiders, it just, you know, he had a lot of things happening with him that it felt like his career, after it started out so magnificently in Pittsburgh, had gotten derailed. The Tampa Times reported yesterday that a person named Steven Ruiz, who was a former personal chef for Antonio Brown, said that Brown and his girlfriend reached out to him over the summer to see if they can find a way to get fake vaccination cards that would say that Brown got the Johnson & Johnson shot.
So why would they ask him, though?
Oh, they offered him. They offered him, and he has text messages apparently that them offering him $500 if he can get them
$500
a fake card.
I don't know if I want to bribe somebody with $500.
You know that's enough. So he said he was unable to get the cards for him, but also then added that a few weeks later that AB showed him ones that he got for himself and his girlfriend that he had purchased. So. Apparently, he's unwilling to get the vaccine. Doesn't want to do it, so he figured he would just try to do that.
See, this is tough. This is a tough place to be because now Bruce Arians, who thought everybody was 100% vaccinated, now he's lied to them as an organization. That's worth a suspension.
Well, remember, this is just a report right now. The NFL put out a statement saying they're aware of the report. They've been in contact with the Bucks, and they're reviewing the matter. And so that's what they're going into right now.
Better go get a bottle.
You ever wonder why a story like this would get to a newspaper reporter?
Mm-hmm.
So Ruiz went public with this accusation after Antonio Brown failed to pay $10,000 that he owed him.
For personal chef work?
I guess so. Now, this kind of happened. Remember, this happened before. When he was in Oakland, then Oakland, with the Raiders. He had that issue with a personal trainer who said he owed him over $7,000 that he never paid him for training purposes. So maybe he just
got
to pay
people. He got the money. He just don't drove.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? But this is a thing. Now, as you know,
Aaron Rodgers just lied and misled, and they cost him nothing.
He didn't come up with, he didn't try to fake anything.
Yeah, this
now,
is
Brown can't, like, it's not like he'll get into legal trouble. Because Dan Graziano did some research on this, and I guess apparently it's more whoever makes the card is really the one committing the felony, the federal crime.
Yeah.
But still, for him, with the league, if the league's looking at him like, now you broke a rule.
Because he hasn't been doing the protocol, though, so now it's going to be a fine, which is only $14,000. So, you know.
Yeah.
But I wonder what Bruce Arians for deceiving the entire team.
Remember what Bruce Arians said, too, to start the season, right? We're not going – nobody's going out. Remember, they were going to be really careful about everything they do this season?
Yeah.
You know, like they really wanted to be on top of it, and this happens. If you're Tampa and this proves to be true, what do you do?
I mean –
You let them go? Do you release them?
No, hell no.
You don't release them?
You see how they look right now? They need to win.
Well, he's injured, but –
I mean, but they need him to come back, and they need him to win a Super Bowl. If they're going to win a Super Bowl, it's going to be because AB and what
so you're just
going to
be like, it's okay.
No, he lied. I'm going to slap him on the wrist. I'm going to give him a fine. I'm going to give him a fine on top of the fine that NFL gives him.
And that's it.
That's it. What did Aaron Rodgers get? He lied to everybody.
That's true. He did, but he didn't try to fake his
But he lied. What do you mean he tried to fake?
He was immunized.
He faked.
Welcome back. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. What do we have coming up? We have Harry Douglas. It's Friday, right?
Of course we got Doogie.
We have Harry Douglas coming up.
When I hear Doug, I don't want to call him Doogie.
Why?
Because it sounds cooler.
All right. Ask him if he likes that.
What up, Doogie?
10 minutes. 10 minutes about. Harry Douglas will join us. See how he feels after his Falcons got just completely shellacked.
You know they suck, too.
Oof. They could have used him in that game.
Yeah.
Tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. Bring you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters. Presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcasts. All right. Before we grab some calls, let's do a little lunch money. Okay, great.
There we go. Lunch money.
All right. I'll give you Johnny Pickham's picks. He is going with... All right, lunch money. There it is.
Stuck. Let's get some extra money
got
in your pocket.
Stuck.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco.
This is lunch money.
It's frustrating. That button just sticks, and I had to hit it a couple of times. All right. Johnny Pickhams, who, by the way, went 2-2 last week. A little break even. That's all right. Still over 500. Still in the red. All right, I'm sorry. Still in the black. He's actually in the black. And 19 and 17 now on the season. I read that backwards. Thought he was under, but he's not. Mm. He's going Colts plus 7. That's aggressive. Really? All right.
Colts, hey, man, this is going to be interesting.
I mean, up in, I guess that's going to be a close game. You know what? I think up in Buffalo, that's going to be a close game.
Yeah, it is.
That's going to be a close game. He's taking Cowboys and the 2.5 at Arrowhead. That's not crazy. He's going Raiders plus 1. Little pick'em action there. And he's taking the Dolphins, laying the 3, because he just wants to be miserable and see Joe Flacco lose.
Hater.
What's the game that you would like to go with this week, Bart?
I think I like the Vikings, man. I like the Vikes, man, to cover.
I know you're feeling that.
No Aaron Jones. You got Thunder Thighs out there. He's going to run the ball downhill, but he can't catch.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been talking about that game.
And they always play them tough. Zimmer always has something new for them.
Yeah.
And Dalvin Cook coming back, you know, they'll skill. We're going to see if that Green Bay defense is legit. Because they're going to be tested by Dalvin Cook. And then if you go down there, Thielen and Jefferson can work. So that's going to be interesting.
And I'm with Johnny Pickhams. I do think that I think taking the Colts here, I just feel like the 7-point spread is disrespectful. I just don't think it's going to be that. It's going to be a battle in the trenches. I don't see it as a high scoring game. Anyway, I did not check to see what the over under is, but if we're just picking spreads, is what we do here, and it's still Buffalo's laying 7. I know they're home, but I'm telling you right now, this will be a close game. This should be a classic. It should be a good game, a grinder. And I'll take those points. I'll take the Colts because I not that I think the Colts are going to win. I just think it's going to be a close game. All right, that's our lunch money. Hope you do well with it. Coming up, Harry Douglas tells us if the Patriots are a Super Bowl contender. Yes, next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.